A passel of daredevils aim to succeed where the king of stunt performers once famously failed. They want to attempt Evel Knievel's jump over the Snake River Canyon. But first, one of the modern stuntmen has to secure the rights to both a launch and a landing spot on opposite sides of the canyon near Twin Falls, Idaho. That has potential for another wreck in the making, a bureaucratic one. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on the wooing of the Twin Falls City Council.
Our story begins with an epic failure in the 1970s. Evel Knievel had proposed his most dramatic stunt yet. He would jump the Grand Canyon, but the National Park Service would have none of it. So Knievel searched for the next best thing and settled on the Snake River Canyon by Twin Falls. This is September 8, 1974.
3, 2, 1.
Knievel launched astride his Sky Cycle, a steam-powered rocket. But the stunt instantly went awry when a parachute prematurely released.
The chute is out, the main chute is out, there she goes. She's in the rim of the canyon. Going to crash.
Evel Knievel emerged from the crash into the canyon bottom with only minor injuries, but the rowdy crowds, motorcycle gangs, and unpaid bills left a lasting sour taste in Twin Falls, says current mayor Greg Lanning.
We just didn't have enough officers and security and things in place to protect, like, restaurants and grocery stores and things along that line.
Over the years, other daredevils, including Knievel's son, asked for permission to try the jump again, but the answer always ended up as no. That is, until this past year, when the state of Idaho, and now the city and counties, showed interest. Again, Greg Lanning.
They've just never came back with enough of a plan, like all these groups did, to make it happen. I think the anniversary galvanized a lot of their ability.
Next year is the 40th anniversary of Knievel's failed jump. 7 different entities have now emerged with proposals to jump the 3-quarter-mile-wide canyon. At a special meeting of the Twin Falls City Council, 5 presented their plans in hopes of winning an official blessing.
The brand we're most interested in promoting is the one that's called Twin Falls.
I've been all over the United States doing this stuff. I've definitely, this has been my dream.
I mean, we're all in our 40s, 50s, and 60s. We've all been doing this a very long time. We've all been able to be safe.
That was Chicago PR man Hud Engelhardt, Texas stuntman Big Ed Beckley, and TV producer Brad Coleman. A couple teams plan to use one-person rocket planes that resemble a modernized version of Evel Knievel's Sky Cycle. 2 other teams propose souped-up motorcycles with rocket boosters and parachute wings to land with. One group that stands out is Beckley's. He's already forked over nearly $1 million to the state of Idaho to secure an exclusive lease to public land on the North Canyon Rim. But the city of Twin Falls says it doesn't have to follow suit. On top of that, the landing area is in a different county from the launch ramp, and now those Jerome County commissioners want a say, too. Another team warns of a bureaucratic nightmare in the making. Local jump aspirants Scott Truex and Scott Record dramatically withdrew their application to use the original Evel Knievel launch ramp in Twin Falls. This is Record.
No, we didn't know it was going to be that complicated, but we're not going to be dissuaded, or we're not going to have our plans soured by this process that's happening. So we decided to go out and get our own piece of land, from private land to private land, and leave the city of Twin Falls and the state of Idaho behind.
Twin Falls' mayor promises to move expeditiously on the other applications. All of the aspiring daredevils warn that time is of the essence. The 40th anniversary of Evel Knievel's failed jump comes at the beginning of September 2014. After so many years, sentiment in town seems to have evolved. Emails and testimony from the public is running mostly in favor of staging the jump. I'm Tom Bonsi in Twin Falls.